Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cook you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Trying to feed you some more football. NFL Lunch style. Shedeur Sanders going to make his first start of his career against the Raiders coming up at 4:05 Sunday in Las Vegas. Raiders 4-point favorites in that game. Dylan Gabriel not clearing concussion protocol. A lot of people on social media, which is the cesspool, in my opinion, of society, because it's just nothing but negativity, or most of it. Hey, look, he's proven he was a fifth-round pick and this, that. He hadn't run with the ones.
Right.
Oh, like, I'm not saying he's John Elway by any stretch of the imagination, but well, like, he was put in a fair situation against the Ravens defense that's playing better. But now he gets an opportunity to show, maybe over the next couple of weeks at least, what he can bring to the equation. Or are the Browns in some capacity going to be looking at a quarterback in the offseason? Because Deshaun Watson is still lurking, maybe, towards the end of the season.
I think, Bob, that they're going to see what Shedeur does for him. You know, more than likely, they're going to be looking for a quarterback in this draft, I would think. You know, and problem he's got too, Shedeur. I mean, if they can run the football, if Judkins can have a big game against the Raiders, that's going to help Shedeur. That'll help that offensive line, because Conklin, the right tackle's awful. You know, and the left tackle went out hurt, you know, and they're playing a backup left tackle also. So Shedeur, it's not a great situation at all. You know, at least he'll throw the ball down the field where, you know, Gabriel wouldn't do that. I thought some of the plays that he made were kind of nice plays, you know. You know, the one to Fannin and then scrambling for the first down and stuff. I thought, for a guy that had never took a play with the ones, I didn't think it was all that. He did some good stuff. You know, I'm sure, like Bob, on the interception, receiver's supposed to run out.
Yeah.
He just stopped.
Yeah, that was a layup there for the Ravens. But it's not like he's going up against the 76 Raiders either.
Oh, no.
It's a team that might be worse than Cleveland, quite frankly.
Well, they're both 4-5 in my feeble five.
Yeah. But, you know, Shedeur Sanders is going to make the first start of his NFL career coming up Sunday in Las Vegas. But let's get back to the Ravens. And, you know, we were all ELE during news from the Nest. Everybody love everybody. Let's get back to that offensive line, John Harbaugh.
You put the best five players out there. The best five players are the five guys who are playing the best. That's what you do. It's not even a hard answer. So the question is pretty much, yeah, we're putting the best five players out there, and they're playing pretty darn good. Can they play better? Sure. And you evaluate it play by play. Every single position, you evaluate it play for play for play for play. And some plays are great. Some plays are good. Some plays need to be better. You want them to be better, and you try to improve on them. So that's how it goes with every position. So, and there's always going to be areas where, you know, that from one game to the next can play better or whatever. So that's how it works. You put your team out there and you compete. That's-
the only thing I would say to that, Bob, you know, is consistency. They just constantly make the same mistake. You know, like Bob, I'm sure they felt it too, but I knew before the game, and I said it all week, Mason Graham is going to cause Falele problems, period. Why? Because he's too quick, you know, for Falele. And what? He beat him a couple times at least. You know, so, I mean, there's just some things that are givens that are going to happen. You know, and Voorhees has given up 5 sacks this year. So, and Rosengarten causes a interception, you know, takes away at least 3 points. They had 3 points before they even snapped the ball. So, I wish somebody would just say why they don't give Corey Bullock a chance. That's the only thing. And when's Emory Jones going to be ready? Because the way those guys are playing, Bob, it's scary because the defense is getting better and the O-line is not, and that's killing the offense. And it made Lamar, you know, like crap. So the offense is so different than it was last year, and it's hard to figure. They're probably figuring, how could those guys play so good last year, and that doesn't look like them up there? I don't understand it, but they're playing horribly right now.
Yeah, nothing ruins John Harbaugh's positive flow like bringing up the offensive line.
Yeah.
He was not digging that one. Anyway, DeAndre Hopkins, you know, at least early in the year, he'd get a couple catches a game. One of them was usually near the red zone or not in the end zone. D-Hop, not involved with the deal.
Yeah, definitely want to get him involved. I mean, you want to get him involved. You want to get all the guys involved. Uh-huh. So it's not really like one guy. I mean, as soon as you talk about one guy, then the next game you're talking about the next guy, and it's the same question, but it's just a different name, you know. So that's part of it, you know. But Hop is definitely a guy that you want to try to isolate and get him the ball. You know, because he's going to catch it. You know, he's going to come up with it. That slant was a heck of a catch and mm-hmm. huge, like you said, huge, huge play in the game. I told him that. You know, he wants more, more, more. He wants to, because that's who he is. And I just told him, I said, dude, I said, you won the game.
Dude.
You know, Keaton Mitchell, you know, the screen pass. That won the game. I mean, those are all game-winning plays.
No, Mark Andrews won the game, you know.
Trick play.
Yeah. The thing is, he's right about D-Hop. The slant route, that was a great catch. And the dude is going to catch the ball. Bob, they had him isolated the one time. He was in the slot. They had him isolated. It was man-to-man coverage. And he ran the go route up the sideline. And Lamar overthrew him, you know, by about 4 yards. And he would have had to make a contested catch. Because he ain't outrunning anybody. That's the thing. In actuality, you probably should throw it short. So he can adjust and go make the play. But they tried to isolate him on that one, but he's not outrunning anybody.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. NFL Lunch here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. And last thing for you, another subject that gets John a little testy, the red zone problems.
Right. Well, just, you know, a lot of different things. I mean, you know, each play is a little bit different. Some plays could have been executed better. Some plays, they did a great job of defending, you know, tried to run it a couple of times, maybe didn't get it in, but bigger picture is, you know, that's an important part of the field for us. We want to score touchdowns down there, you know, and you at least want to protect the 3 as well. You know, we didn't do that one time with a kind of a fluky play, but we need to score touchdowns down there. It's going to definitely continue to be a point of emphasis. It has been, and we want to be more successful down in the red zone for sure.
I think it's 2 things. I think it's, you know, number one, receivers getting open, you know, which is harder down there because there's less room, and a lot of times, you know, they're dropping 7 guys in there and you got 3 guys going out. But the biggest problem is the offensive line. That's the biggest problem. You want to run the ball down there? It's hard not knocking anybody off the ball, missing blocks. You know, I mean, how do you're in the red zone, Bob, and you're Voorhees, and you got a guy over you, step to your right, and you let 93, I think it was, just come totally free and tackle him right there. I mean, what the hell? You know, in the red, you want to know why red zone's not working? It's, if you got the O-line squared away, Lamar would be able to throw better balls. And I don't, if the O-line just played better, the red zone's going to be 1,000 times better.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, time to get better than Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Preview week 12 of the NFL season with him, which starts tomorrow. And then we're going to get to Heroes of the Week. Week 11, we'll pick offense, defense, and special teams. Stick around. You don't want to miss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us this week, as he does every Wednesday, from CBSSports.com, he is on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our friend and yours, Ryan Wilson. Ryan, first of all, how are you feeling?
Hanging in there. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm doing better than Aaron Rodgers' wrist, apparently, but we'll get to them in a second. You know, they got to win. That's all that matters. But Kansas City did not. And we had talked, you know, previous weeks, Ryan, about the Kansas City's back. Patrick Mahomes was an MVP candidate, if not, you know, a few weeks ago, the leading MVP candidate. And all of a sudden, you know, back to 500, they're favored on the road, and they couldn't get it going offensively. They can't run the ball. So is this in AFC, very competitive? I mean, could this be a year, forget about them winning the division, maybe even making the playoffs? First time in a long, long time.
Yeah, they're playing like an ACC football team right now, so I don't think you were far off.
Right.
Freudian slip there. You know what's funny? The conversation is now going to change. You don't want to see this team in the playoffs, so don't let them get in, because they are not playing good football and they're not doing consistently. It's one thing to lose to the Bills before the bye, but you had the whole bye week, and then, look, you can say what you want about the way that the Broncos are winning. It hasn't been pretty offensively, and Bo Nix hasn't been great, if we're being honest. He stepped up and made some big boy throws in that game on Sunday, and we know how good that defense is. And I think that feels a little bit like, to throw it back to the 2004 Steelers, when that defense carried rookie Big Ben in the 2008, I think it was, Joe Flacco's rookie season, where that defense was pretty good and helped Joe Flacco along. I think that's what we're seeing sort of from this team. And again, credit to Bo Nix, because he was able to do things that a lot of people had doubted him, myself included, making some throws down the field. And we just haven't seen it consistently from the Chiefs. And you can talk about the lack of playmakers, you can talk about the injuries, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. But the reality is they're 5-5, and I still think there's an opportunity for them to get into the playoffs. So you get to 9 wins and see what happens. But they're facing the Daniel Jones Colts next. So, you know, there are no layups given the way this team has played. Looking at their schedule now, down the stretch is Tennessee, Denver, and Las Vegas. So you would imagine if they can find a way to win a game over the next three and then win out, they'll be in the conversation. But they're not. No one is afraid of the Kansas City Chiefs. It doesn't feel like a year where you're talking about the Ravens, for example, getting in this year if after their slow start. I don't think anyone, if you're asking, would you rather face the Ravens or the Chiefs right now, no one's raising their hands to bring on Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
Now, Ryan, how can you have a team like Cleveland? Cleveland has a Super Bowl defense and a high school offense. You know, I mean, how is the disparity so great?
Part of it is that they've had some injuries along the offensive line. And, you know, that's just unfortunate.
Well, Conklin stinks.
Conklin, he's banged up before we sink. DeJuan Jones has not played in a while. I don't know if he's coming back. And the other issue is, they don't have any receivers. Their leading receiver is Harold Fannin Jr. Their second leading receiver is David Njoku. Jerry Jeudy has certainly not worked out. He had one play at the end of that Ravens game where he made a couple guys miss and got a first down. And that was probably the highlight for Shedeur Sanders in that one throw. And they haven't gotten the quarterback situation right. And it goes back to the Deshaun Watson debacle. And that's how you – I don't know how good Myles Garrett would be if he wasn't so frustrated playing on this team. If he was playing on a team where he didn't have to carry everyone and the offense stood up occasionally and carried their part of the load, he might get 40 sacks a season. I don't know, because it feels like at times he just would rather be somewhere else, and he's still dominating. But it is an indictment of how they put this team together on offense. And you can make all the excuses you want. You can talk all you want about analytics and how they're using that. I mean, Paul DePodesta left for a reason, I would imagine. But injuries along the offensive line, wide receivers stink, and the quarterback situation, it remains up in the air. And we'll see what happens with this quarterback class because, you know, it gets thinner and thinner as we get through the college football season.
Is Pete Carroll, will he have, just because he's 70, whatever, will he have enough time to see the benefits of, you know, winning at the Raiders?
I think he's 74. I think he's the oldest coach ever. I think that's what the graphic was on Monday night. I don't know. Like, I hope he lives to be 120. I don't know if that would be old enough to see this team turn things around the way they're playing. Again, injuries. Well, everyone's injured, so that's not really an excuse. But the offensive line is in bad shape. Yeah. Geno Smith is not playing at the level he was playing at when he and Pete were together in Seattle. They traded one of their best players in Jacoby Myers because he didn't want to be there. And Trey Tucker, who was every bit of 5'10 on a good day, is their number one right now. The rookies haven't stepped up, Jack Besh and Dante Thornton Jr., and the defense has 1.5 players. So I applaud and appreciate Pete Carroll's optimism, but he even looks like someone who's not is finding it difficult to muster the enthusiasm that we've seen for him in years past at previous stops. So I hope he's around to help turn it around. I just don't know because they have so many needs on that team.
Hey, Ryan, it just seems like offensive line play around the league is really bad. You know, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's because college offenses, you're only in 2-point stances and guys don't know how to run block. And then in the pros, they want you to run block. But, you know, I mean, we've been talking about the Ravens, you know, for the whole season, how bad their O-line is and how they've regressed. I mean, is that what you see all around the league?
Yeah, no, for the most part, there are glimpses of guys that are playing well. I know the Penei Sewells of the world, he is who he is. And Darnell Wright's having a really good season, the right tackle, the first-round pick from a few years ago for the Bears. Joe Alt was playing at a high level, but he's, you know, he can't stay healthy, unfortunately. But those are the exceptions, it feels like. We talk about the Browns. I guarantee you the Bengals could have 8 hours worth of conversation about how they keep missing on these offensive line, but it's not from lack of trying. We've said forever the Texans have to fix the offensive line to keep C.J. Stroud upright, and it's just hard to do. And a lot of teams spend the capital, but these guys don't work out for this reason or that reason. Broderick Jones, the left tackle for the Steelers, he's not playing great. And, you know, a former top 17 pick or whatever he was, and these guys are so hard to find. We talk about having quarterbacks that are hard to find, hit or miss on those guys. The offensive line, and I think you're right, Vinny, a lot of it's the way the game has changed at the lower levels and trickled up instead of trickling down. And a lot of these guys are really good athletes. But when you're coming to the league and you're 6'5 and 308, you need to gain 15 pounds day one to be able to go up against edge rushers like Myles Garrett or guys even lesser than that. And I think that's the disconnect. You're not seeing that sort of talent consistently at the lower levels, and it's just a huge adjustment. So altogether, the offensive line play has been sporadic. I think that goes back to the other conversation. You need a quarterback. Everyone's not going to be like Lamar Jackson, for example, but you need athletic quarterbacks, guys even like Jackson Dart that can buy time and make plays down the field, and just you got to avoid the big hits, which clearly was Jackson's issue and why he was out last week.
All right, speaking of quarterbacks, Ryan, I always ask you, usually every week, you know, college-wise, quarterback-wise, what, how many do you feel comfortable that are going to go and how high?
Yeah, you know, we're at the part in the conversation where Fernando Mendoza is getting pushed back. I don't know why. He's a really good football player, and he's going to be the first quarterback taken out of Indiana. Dante Moore to Oregon is still in the conversation. I've heard that he may come back to school. He's only a one-year starter. Ty Simpson's also in the conversation. Had a rough outing last week against Oklahoma, the Alabama quarterback, also a one-year starter. And I've been looking into this. I'm going to write about this for CBSSports.com. His completion percentage down the field on throws of 30 or more yards, it's among the worst, not only in college football this season, but going back to 2019, which is Joe Burrow's draft class. It is abysmally bad. So you got to figure that part out because he's been so good from 0 to 25 yards. He may come back. After that, your guess is as good as mine. So we might have one guy. If two guys come back, we could have three guys in the top 15-ish. But it's going to be slim pickings, especially I'm assuming Arch is coming back. And Jade Maiava, who I like a lot at USC, is probably coming back. And Lenore Sellers should come back. I wouldn't take him in the first round, but he, you know, Anthony Richardson comparison, so do with that what you will. So it's slim pickings. So, again, the Cleveland Browns may have overplayed their hand by getting an extra first-round draft pick that we'll have to use on an edge rusher or a wide receiver if the quarterback isn't there.
Slim Pickens took a shovel to the head in a Blazing Saddles there looking for his hand truck. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Last thing for you, Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Steelers at the Bears. Ravens at Pittsburgh, December 7th. Probable first place status on the line there. How comfortable are you or confident that Pittsburgh can go beat Chicago, who's just finding ways to win right now?
Pete Carroll is more confident that the Raiders are going to make the playoffs a year than I am. We're just watching the clock, enjoying first place while we got it, and then whatever happens, happens. Because it's smoke and mirrors right now. But, a win's a win, but all wins are not created equal, and we'll find that out in a few weeks, I feel like.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Ryan, if we don't talk to you next Wednesday, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and catch up with you soon.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
All right, thanks, Ryan.
Here's Ryan Wilson. We'll come back. Heroes of the Week, NFL Week number 11, offense, defense, and rookie funhouse trip. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Pardon me, and then Maryland basketball coming up tonight. Mount St. Mary's made a tournament last year. Won a game, as a matter of fact, but two different teams from the one. Maryland went Sweet 16. They win. They beat our boy Dwayne Simpkins in the play-in thing, but they're rebuilding just like Maryland is, but you can hear it tonight on the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That with a short week next week,
yeah,
that maybe a lot of this is, you know, it's the Jets. Not that you overlook them because you're still not over 500 yet. But, you know, we'll pick and choose our spots.
Well, I can kind of see. Lamar took a lot of hits in that game. And, you know, so I don't have, Bob, I've never had a problem with a guy missing on Wednesday, ever, you know.
Yeah, tomorrow
Talk
will be
to me
the litmus
Thursday
test.
Or Friday, yeah.
No doubt. But a lot of fancy names on this list not practicing today, which means Lamar will not be speaking to the media today, nor will Roquan or Hamilton and all the other guys that make for good sound bites that we like to play.
Or maybe Travis Jones will be up, or Woozie will talk today.
Does somebody give us something tomorrow? Or your boy Rosengarten can get up there and apologize to the entire fan base for a subpar 2025. But anyway, Nolan, you ready to get into some heroes of week 11? There goes
my hero. Vinny and Haney's offensive hero of the week.
All right, for offense, I always end up going this direction. I always end up picking someone on a losing team. But this Arizona performance the other day, I mean, I almost went with Brissett against San Francisco. Almost impossible to post that kind of stat line and still lose, but he did. But I'll go with one of his receivers instead. How about Michael Wilson? Big game for him, really out of nowhere. 185 yards, 18 targets, hauled in 15 of them. Didn't have any of the four touchdowns. You know, sucks for him, but still. This is a guy that, brief career, 3 years in, it's always kind of been in that 500-yard range, three or four touchdowns a year. I mean, this game is just monster by his standards, and when you look at the rest of the games he's played this year, I mean, he's struggled to get really four or five targets a game. He got 18 out of nowhere.
All right, I'm going Bryce Young. 31 of 45. 448 yards, three touchdowns, 123.2 quarterback rating, and he was sacked five times, and they won.
Yeah, Bryce Young, he got knocked out, came back. Yeah. I mean, did all sorts of good stuff.
He's like a boxer.
Yeah, he got up off the canvas.
Yeah, eight count.
And you get knocked down, can you get back up? I'm going to go with Josh Allen, the MVP everyone loves to hate. He did throw two picks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very entertaining game, Buffalo beating Tampa. But he rushed for three touchdowns, threw for three more, accounted for six touchdowns as the Bills get themselves in the win column after getting housed by Miami. So Buffalo in a must-win for them. Now Tampa's in a different situation, and we'll get into them in due time. But Josh Allen, he is my offensive hero of the week. Let's go to defense. Oh, we can be heroes
just for one day. Vinny and Haney's defensive hero of the week.
Let's go with a Steeler here. How about Kyle Duggar? Had that pick six in the third quarter of their win over the Bengals, and you might be saying, well, this was a lopsided finish, 34-12. How much did this really matter? But at the time of that interception, Bengals are actually driving, working their way into Steelers territory, and they were down only 4 points. So to me, this was a game-changing interception. They would go on to force a fumble and get points out of that fumble return for a touchdown. So big day for that Steelers defense.
All right, I'm going to do another Kyle. Kyle Hamilton, 9 tackles, 1 sack, 3 tackles for loss, 2 pass defense, 1 quarterback hit, and 1 dropped interception. I thought Kyle Hamilton was spectacular. He kind of dominated and controlled that game. And if he continues as is, he's going to be easily first team all pro and maybe even get some defensive player of the year votes if he continues to play as he is.
I'm going to go with Jordan Brooks, linebacker for the Miami Dolphins over in Madrid. 20 tackles. for the Dolphins as they beat the Commanders in overtime 16-13. For the season, 71 tackles, which I believe leads the National Football League. 2.5 sacks. So the Dolphins, they've won 3 out of 4. They're showing a pulse. And this guy on defense has a lot to do with it. So Jordan Brooks, congratulations. You're Bob Haney's Hero of the Week. Let's do rookies.
What rookie had a standout week? Here's Vinny Serrato and Bob Haney.
And Nolan McGraw.
All right, I'm going with Jaden Higgins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans. I mean, look, there hasn't been a ton of great wide receiver play for Houston this year. And Higgins, you probably haven't heard the name because, well, just hasn't really been getting much of an opportunity. Earlier this year, struggling to get more than one target a game. Well, slowly getting an increase here as of late. 7 targets in each of his last 2 games. Most recently here against Tennessee, turned that into 4 receptions for a new career high 55 yards.
And I'm going to pull a Nolan. I'm taking a guy from a losing team. Carson Schwesinger from the Browns. 11 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 1 pass defense, 1 interception. And we heard Harbs talk about him in his press. He said, that kid's a really good player. You know, and he is. 49 was all over the field.
I'm going to go, you mentioned Bryce Young. I'm going to go with his teammate, one of the beneficiaries of Bryce Young's Hero of the Week performance for Vinny, Teteroa McMillan. Yeah. First-round draft pick, number 8 overall, out of Arizona by the Carolina Panthers. He had 8 receptions, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns for the year. 54 receptions, 748 yards, 4 TDs as Carolina beats Atlanta 30-27. They're now over 500, and he has been a stud. Teteroa McMillan. Yes, I had to look at Pro Football Reference to get the phonetic spelling of his first name, but I got it right because he deserves that level of respect. Congratulations to him. My hero of this week, week 11. When we come back, our hero on the show, Nolan McGraw. We're going to go to his fun house. So if you want to get in on that, you can real quick at 410-583-1057. Inside Access takes over at 2, followed by Maryland Hoops. Maryland taking on the Mount here on the Fan. Jim Smith will be joining us tomorrow. Talk about his decision with Mike Loxley. He's going to be the head coach moving forward here. Terps trying to get closer to bowl eligibility against Michigan. 4 o'clock on Saturday down at CQ. Terps getting big points here, 13.5. Michigan's still playing for a possible playoff berth. Yep. So it's not like they're going to come in here overlooking things by any stretch of the imagination. And Grayson Rodriguez has gone to the Angels for Taylor Ward. A 1-for-1 trade. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people?
One more note for tomorrow. Sean Merriman's going to return to the show. So a lot of angles to go with him. Not just NFL, but all the Maryland stuff going on. And this Saturday, Maryland's final home game is the annual Sean Merriman Coat Drive. Oh, so nice. We'll tell you all about that tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. Lights Out joining us on the program, and he likes the hand-to-hand combat, so I'm assuming he's got something to talk about with that. Nolan, we going to a fun house? And sure people are very
Quick
relaxed.
Draws Fun House.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, mostly text here on the Orioles' surprise trade from last night. We'll start with Russell and Frederick. Says, wish Grayson the best, both health-wise and performance-wise. However, I like this trade for the Orioles quite a bit. Ward is durable, consistent, should help protect the younger guys like Gunner and Westberg in the lineup. Also hits lefties pretty well, which... hopefully, finally getting a solution there after last year. Terrible again against the lefties.
Yeah, and he strikes out a lot, which is something to keep an eye on. But he did well with runners in scoring position. You know, driving over 100 runs, just getting hits with the bases empty. So he did some good things there for Grayson Rodriguez. We talked about this, Nolan, in the opening of the show. He could be Jake Arrieta. Now, Arrieta never had injury problems. He had focus problems, didn't get along well with a pitching coach, if memory serves, change of scenery. He goes out and becomes one of the best pitchers in baseball for a 5-6 year period. Helped the Cubs win a World Series for the first time in 1,000 years. Or he could be Dylan Bundy, a guy who just will never reach full potential because injuries have shut him down. And Hunter Harvey, let's be honest, kind of fits into that category too.
Some people not so fond of the trade. We'll start with this one. Says, aging corner outfielders with a slightly above average OPS, they're a dime a dozen. Meanwhile, someone with the potential to be a front-end starter, not dime a dozen, very hard to find. Angels won this trade for sure.
Well, time will tell that, because if he can't pitch, he's not helping him. I mean, we've talked about his potential for years. We know what he's capable of doing. He helped the Orioles win the division in 2023, pitched in a playoff game, and helped them accumulate one of the best records in baseball in the first half of 24. He hasn't pitched since July of 2024, and he's had injury problems on top of that one. So, yeah, if he stays healthy, yeah, Angels win in a big way because he's controllable for four more years. But Nolan's already looked in his crystal ball and thinks that Tommy John's just a matter of time because he had elbow problems last year.
Yeah, I mean, that has not so much to do with Grayson, but just with the landscape of professional baseball right now. I mean, if you haven't had it, you're a ticking time bomb. And even if you have had it one time, it doesn't mean you're not going to get it again. And it isn't exclusive to just hard-throwing guys. John Means had it twice.
Yes, he did.
Throws pretty soft, at least with the fastball. Last one here, Mike. Now, I made the point earlier that I said that I'm hoping that this trade is a sign of a change in Elias' philosophy. Mike here, pushing back a little bit, says maybe I'm just a cynic in my old age, but I don't see this as a change in Elias' philosophy. I see him getting rid of a player that he did not pick in the first place, trading him for a healthier version of Tyler O'Neill, and really this being just a one-year rental. I don't see the ownership group spending the money that it would take to re-sign a guy like that if he has the season we all hope he does. Follows up his last 2 years.
Yeah, I look at it another way, too. You mentioned the Dan Duquette angle. Ryan Mountcastle could be an next Oriole, too, which is another Dan Duquette-era guy. They're all got Mullins, Hayes, Dale Hall was a first-round pick, was part of the Corbin Burnes deal, Grayson, Mountie probably on the outs. People have been telling me for years, not saying it's fact, but he wants to get rid of all these Duquette guys, and it's going to be all his players on this roster. I think if Grayson Rodriguez was making 30 starts a year, he'd still be an Oriole right now. He's got close to 30 starts total in his major league career. That's the reason he's an ex-Oriole. But now it's all about you, Elias. And I think he needs to win this year. And Taylor Ward helps him, you know, a little more oomph in the lineup, stability in left field. Because if they're in fifth place a year from now, he's probably going to be the ex-executive vice president of whatever his title is now in Orioles baseball.
And besides D.L. Hall, I mean, what pitchers has Elias moved on from the previous regime? There really weren't many notable ones to begin with. The cupboard was pretty bare.
Sure.
But D.L. Hall, I mean, people gave up on him faster than they were willing to give up on Grayson. But he had already converted to the bullpen by the time the Orioles moved him.
And I think that if Meansy could have stayed healthy, he'd be a prominent previous era guy, but he had nowhere near the hubbub when nobody even knew who he was until 2019 when he had added a changeup, made his fastball much more dominant. But yeah, Grayson Rodriguez is gone. But 3 years ago, he was the number one pitching prospect in baseball. Time flies, and so do you, I guess.
So we'll say hypothetically, Grayson was an Elias guy, and not just that, he was one of his first draft picks since he came here. That holds a special weight to it. Are we in the same boat right now if that was the case? Is he moving him with the same injury history, with the same facts that have happened the last couple years? If he was an Elias guy, would he still move him?
I would like to think it was all business, not personal. But then again,
well,
you'll never know. But my point is,
I got you.
I mean, like, is he going to help me win games in 2026, even if I drafted him or not? I mean, look at all the people that have turned on Adley Rutschman all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Why they wait so long to bring him up? Now you people want him out of here like he's one of the worst catchers in baseball. It's Vinny and Haney. It kind of has been last year. But it's Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan. We're done. Inside Access coming up in a matter of minutes. Then Maryland Hoops coming up later on in the evening. We're back tomorrow. Total Request Thursday. We got a ton to get to. We got Vinny's film breakdown on the Jets. We got picks. We got keys. We got all sorts of things to get you ready because Vinny's all up on Friday. We'll talk more about the Orioles trade. Hey, maybe Mike Elias makes another one over the next 24 hours. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.